Hello, and welcome to the Python 411 podcast series. This is a series for people learning Python, the programming language, and today I'm going to talk about tutorials and books. Now, on my website, I have over 200 tutorials categorized and also book reviews for at least a couple dozen books I've read about Python. But I realize that that's an overwhelming number, and I've given it some thought, and I want in this podcast to lay out what I think you should look at if you're new to the language, depending on your degree of experience, which tutorials and which books and which order should you use. First of all, I'm going to look at this from the point of view of three different categories of learners. The first category would be expert programmers in other language or languages who are new to Python. And then there's a middle category of people who have done some programming and are new to Python, but are not experts really, not professional programmers necessarily. And then the third category would be people who are basically new to programming. And of course, the requirements are different for each of these three categories, both for books and for tutorials. Okay, starting with tutorials, if you are an expert programmer in one or more other languages, then you really only need one tutorial to take, and that's Guido von Rossum's definitive tutorial. He's the author, the inventor of Python, and the benevolent dictator for life. And so his tutorial, as well as all the tutorials I'll list and a couple hundred more, are on my website at www.awaretech.com/tutorials. So Guido von Rossum's tutorial is definitive. It is detailed. It goes over every aspect of the language, of the core language anyway. And I would say that, again, if you're an expert or a professional programmer, even if you're totally new to Python, that's the only program tutorial that you need to address at all. And you can go through it in a day or two easily. Now, if you are a programmer, but not necessarily a professional, and you don't consider yourself an expert, and you're new to Python, and you still might be able to start with Guido von Rossum's and do just fine, but if you want to go at it a little more gently, I think there are two other tutorials that you could use before Guido's, and either one or two. And I learn that way. I like to do more than one tutorial because looking at things from a different point of view certainly helps me. So I would start with Josh Cogliato's tutorial. It is in the beginner section of my tutorial page, and it really is for people who have never, it's for non-programmers, but it's not as easy as Alan Gold's. It doesn't assume that you know nothing. I think it assumes that you're a reasonably literate modern person who's had some exposure to computers and even programming, but not a lot. So you would start with his, and then I would suggest going to one other before Guido's, and that would be Think Like a Computer Scientist. How to Think Like a Computer Scientist, Learning with Python, is a great tutorial, and it's the favorite of many Pythonistas, and it is often recommended when people ask for a good tutorial. So it's a little more advanced than Josh Cogliato's tutorial, but I think you could go from Josh Cogliato's to Think Like a Computer Scientist, and then you could move on from that to Guido von Rossum's tutorial. Now, any one of these three would give you the basics of the language, but I think, again, if you want more detail and more practice than you would get from doing one of these three tutorials, or in particular doing Guido's definitive tutorial, doing the three in succession would be a great way to learn the language. Now, the third category would be basically newcomers to programming completely, people who have never programmed in any language. And then, before you tackle the three I mentioned, Josh Cogliato's and Think Like a Computer Scientist, and then Guido von Rossum's tutorial, I would suggest you start with Alan Gold's Programming for Beginners. Alan Gold's Learning to Program for Newbies and Beginners is really starts with the basics. It assumes you know nothing about programming, and so it defines the terms that you need and the concepts that you need to know to do any programming in any programming language, not just Python. So it introduces you to the whole concept of programming, and then along the way it teaches you to program using Python as your first ever programming language. So Alan Gold is an expert in this. He's written a book for beginners of this type, and he hangs out on the Python Usenet news group answering newbies' questions, and he's also on the Python learning list, the beginner's list. So again, if you're totally new to programming completely, you can start with Alan Gold's tutorial, which is linked from my website, then go to Josh Cagliato's, then Think Like a Computer Scientist, and then finally, Guido von Rossum's tutorial, and you will know how to program in Python once you've gone through that series of four tutorials. If, on the other hand, you're an expert, you could go just with Guido von Rossum's tutorial, or if you're in the middle somewhere, I would suggest the three, Josh Cagliato's, then Thinking Like a Computer Scientist, and then Guido von Rossum's. So with that, let's now turn to books, because I again, if you're someone who like myself, likes a little repetition and looking at things from a different point of view, maybe one tutorial isn't enough, maybe even three tutorials isn't enough. It helps to have a book to read or one or two books to read. So let's look at the books, of which there are a plethora of options, but I'm going to narrow it down to the choice of the choice. So I, on my book page on my website, awaretech.com/books, I think I have categorized the books that I've read and reviewed into five different categories, starting with 5 stars down to 1 star. 5 stars being the all-time highest rated books that I've read. But even that, in looking at it, there's too many there. Not everyone's going to want to read 10 books or 7 books. So even I want to narrow it down even beyond that. And depending on what type of learner you are and how much experience you come to this quest, I want to tell you which ones I think you should first read. Okay, this time with the books, I'm going to start with the total newbie to programming. So I'll go in the opposite order from last time on tutorials. If you are a total newcomer to programming, well, Alan Gold has published a book similar to his tutorial, online tutorial, which is called Alan Gold's Learning to Program Using Python. So Learn to Program Using Python. It was published in 2001, but you know what? It's still up to date when it comes to learning to program using Python. So it's a very basic book, which is not for someone who really knows how to program in any language, but someone who's new to programming. So Learn to Program Using Python. You could use it along with his tutorial to learn if you are a newcomer. So I think that you should start there if you're totally new. And then you should move on to one of the two books that I recommend for everyone who is new to Python. So even if you're an experienced, accomplished programmer in another language, my recommendation would be to read first, and perhaps only, one of two books. And that would, and if you're a newcomer who does Alan Gold's, I'd move on to one of these two books. My recommendation would be Learning Python, Second Edition from O'Reilly, which I gotta say, it is, you couldn't find a better book to introduce you to Python, to the core language, and it's all you really need to learn the core language. But again, if you use it in conjunction with the tutorial, some of the tutorials we're talking about, then you're going to learn even more thoroughly. So Learning Python Second Edition covers the ground. Now, it's probably the best because it's totally up to date, but I just have to suggest one other introductory book to Python for people who know a little bit about Python, about programming at least, coming into it. Even though it's a little out of date, it was published 3 or 4 years ago, but that's Core Python by Wesley Chun. I think it was definitely one of the most useful books to me when I was learning Python. In some ways, I prefer it even to learning Python, not for any pedagogical reason there's nothing lacking in Learning Python Second Edition. It's just that Core Python, I think Wesley Chun has a particularly apt way of looking at things when he's teaching you and describing them, or at least it fit the way my mind thinks and learns. So I think Core Python, even though it's a little out of date and doesn't include the newer features of Python 2.4, for instance, I think it's a good book. And, you know, if you wanted to do two introductory books, Learning Python Second Edition and Core Python would be two good ones to use. Or if you've got access to a used or a library copy of Core Python, I think it could be used instead of Learning Python Second Edition. On the other hand, if you have to go out and buy the book, of the two, I guess I'd have to recommend Learning Python Second Edition because it's so excellent and it's a lot more up to date on the newer features of the language. Now, once you've done an introductory book or two, then of course you can move on to some of the others. And again, I've reviewed dozens, but on my website. But I want to recommend probably 4 other books that are, well, 3 of them are books I would go to on a secondary basis after you've done the introductory book. One is Text Processing by David Mertz. he's an expert in text processing, and he's especially good with what I would call functional style programming. But there's something about that book, Text Processing, that is unique. I of all the books I've read on the Python language, I've never read any other book like it. It taught me more. It was orthogonal to everything else I read and every other tutorial I took. It taught different kinds of thinking, different kinds of programming. And so I learned a lot about text processing in Python. But I also learned a lot about programming Python in general from reading text processing, because it made me look at programming Python in a completely different ways than learning Python or core Python even did. So I really recommend Text Processing by David Mertz. Another book that would be great if you want to have one after learning Python is Python in a Nutshell by Alex Martelli, O'Reilly book. Now, Python in a Nutshell is very much a reference book, so that you would keep it as a reference on your shelf. But it's also a learning. I read it straight through because it was so well written. And the other book by Alex Martelli that I have to recommend in the same breath is Python Cookbook. And it just has examples of really exemplary programming techniques and ways to do common tasks using Python. And it was edited by Alex Martelli, but the recipes were submitted by the entire Python community online through the ActiveState website. And basically, Python in a Nutshell, Python Cookbook are just fantastic. And then, of course, I have to mention one other, which is Dive into Python, which really is a thorough introduction to Python, similar to learning Python or core Python. I think it's a little bit different. In my opinion, Dive into Python, I enjoyed after I had read the others, but I think it's a little more difficult for a first book unless you are truly an expert. If you're truly an expert programmer but new to Python, Dive into Python might be just as good a book to use first as learning Python. But it also makes a great second book if you want a second or third book in Python. The other good thing about Dive into Python is that it's on the website. It's on the web for free, basically. So there's a printed copy. If you're like me and you like to have a printed copy to take with you and carry with you and read in airports and as you're traveling around doing other things. But it also is on the web for free. So you really have to give a lot of credit there. Dive into Python is an extraordinarily good book and a great value, to say the least. I guess at this point, I've covered the basic books. There's so many other good books on specific topics. Once you've learned the basics, if you want to learn about Java-Python combinations or Jython, or if you want to learn GUI programming of any particular type with a particular toolkit, there's lots of good books to choose from. There's lots of good web programming books, and I do cover them all on my website. I don't see any need to go through them in this podcast because you can see my reviews on each of these books, on several in each category usually, on my website at awaretech.com. Okay, now another great learning resource that I really have to mention is the Complang Python Usenet news group, which you can find on Google Groups under Complang Python. And it is very active, and the authors of most of the books that I've mentioned here and the tutorials that I've mentioned in this podcast, they hang out on this Complang Python list, and they answer questions from newbies. As long as you're respectful and don't waste people's time, don't ask questions that are easily answered otherwise, but don't be afraid to ask a question. There's no dumb question. So I've learned a lot just by hanging out there, and it's very enjoyable because I would say the intellectual quality of the discussion is often quite high, much higher than almost any other news group I've ever participated in. And as I say, the authors and other famous Pythonistas like Alex Martelli, they're there, and Alan Gall, these people are all there. Even Guido von Rossum weighs in at times and answers questions or makes comments about various aspects of programming and about the evolution of Python. And you can learn a lot just by hanging out in Complang Python. Okay, so I'm going to wrap this up very soon for now, and I'll be doing other podcasts in this series on a somewhat irregular basis. But if you subscribe, then you'll get them whenever they come out. If there's particular topics you'd like to have me talk about, drop me an email or enter a new category on my forum, on my website, and I'll try to do it if I'm qualified, or I'll try to find someone else who's qualified. I guess the other thing you could do is maybe vote for the Python for this podcast over at Podcast Alley. So podcastalley.com. Beginning the first of every month, they retally the votes, starting at zero. And if you vote for it, then more people will get exposed to Python. And I do have another podcast series having to do not with programming, but with technology and futurism. And that's the Aware Tech podcast, which is also, you'll find on my website, a link to it. So you can subscribe to that also. Meanwhile, I hope you enjoy learning Python. And if you have any questions, please ask. And I'll come back to you with some more topics. Probably coming up soon, I hope to do a podcast on a couple of important tools, Python programming tools that I use personally. One is Python Card, which I enjoy very much, for creating GUIs with WXPython, cross-platform. And another might be FireDrop, which is a very interesting content management system for the web and blogging tool. And it's also extensible. It's written in Python, and it's extensible in Python. And Hans Noack does a great job on that. So any other topics you might want to hear, let me know. Otherwise, have a great day, and I'll be back to you soon.